Mary and I want to send you all our greetings from Florida. And we thank you so much for your prayers, and I can assure you we've been praying for you. These are very unusual times. There's no question about that. But it's also a great time to trust in the Lord and to rest in the fact that He is our sovereign God. As far as we know, we've been kept safe from the virus. We have traveled through multiple airports, and I've traveled through several that have had this virus hit. When we left Kalamazoo, of course, Mary flew from Grand Rapids to Florida. I flew from Kalamazoo to O'Hare in Chicago. Then I flew from O'Hare to Dallas, and then from Dallas to Cheyenne, and then from Cheyenne back to Dallas, and then from Dallas to Fort Lauderdale. And some of those places have been those that have been earmarked as being places with the virus. I'm not wearing a shirt and tie like you'd normally expect, but these are not normal times. I don't know completely the mind of God on this. What has made this so unique is the fact that there's this odd combination of events that are taking place at the same time. We have a worldwide sickness. We have an economy that is on the verge of collapse. We have plunging oil prices. We have people that are in vast numbers buying guns. We have restrictive travel, government mandates. And then to top all that off, there's an earthquake that hit this week in Salt Lake City. And then we have store supplies that seem to be running low on supplies. The interesting thing is all of those things that we've just mentioned that are taking place right now are things that will be featured in the tribulation. We're not in the tribulation. However, there are clouds forming that would indicate we could be very near the rapture of the church. For example, the worldwide sickness is a judgment that God is going to use in Revelation chapter 6 and verse 8 to actually destroy people who have been God-mocking, Christ-rejecting, Israel-hating people. The economy collapsing is predicted in Revelation 6:6. Plunging oil prices, the oil is going to remain, is predicted in Revelation 6:6. People buying guns. I've been watching interviews with these people as to why they're buying the guns, and many of them have said they're buying those guns because they feel they're going to need to protect themselves and if people try to steal what they have. And of course, in Revelation 6:4, it's predicted that shortly after the rapture of the church, there will be an outbreak of civil war. As far as earthquakes taking place at an unusual level, that is a key feature in multiple passages of the book of Revelation as something that will go down in the tribulation. And as far as store supplies running low, it is predicted in Revelation 13 that during the tribulation, people will not even be able to buy or sell unless they have, of course, the mark of the beast. So all of those things that are working together right now at one time in history would tell me and you we must be nearing something that God is doing because He's still on His throne. And all of those are little snippet glimpses of what He's going to do in a profound way in the tribulation period. So that says to us, we are very near the rapture. Now, as we near the rapture of the church, it's important that we stay steady and faithful in our relationship with the Lord. I've been hearing on multiple news sources that in the Bible there are 365 challenges not to fear in the Bible, and I've not counted them, nor have I analyzed the five main Hebrew verbs or even counted all of the Greek verbs that are connected to that, so I can't tell you if that number is accurate. What I can tell you is what's being left out is there is one challenge in the Bible, both the Old and the New Testament, and that is to fear God. And that's being left out. And this should be prompting people to have a tremendous fear of God and also prompting people to want to get into a right relationship with Jesus Christ. I think this is a tremendous opportunity that we have at this time to share the gospel of Christ with many, many people. I think this is a tremendous opportunity to it's an exciting time to live. It's a great time to worship. And certainly, it is a wonderful time where we as people of God demonstrate a courageous faith in the Lord. Now, as far as us making decisions to close the church for a couple of weeks, we've done that in harmony with what the government has suggested. We'll be making a determination later as to just how long that will take place. Last week, we had the church set up so that we could house 250 people in the sanctuary, 250 people in the chapel. About 150 people ended up coming to church, so we didn't have to utilize the plan that would have been consistent with what the governor had mandated. One other thing I want to bring out. In the tribulation period, when God does all of these things, people will not repent. That is something that is stressed over and over and over again in the book of Revelation. I've been pouring through these prophetic scriptures, and certainly it is brought out multiple times that people will not repent. However, that does not mean we don't have the responsibility to share the gospel and to share the fact that God is still on his throne. One verse of scripture that I leave us with is 1 Chronicles 28:20. Then David said to his son Solomon, "Be strong and courageous and act. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you until all the work for the service of the house of the Lord is finished." God is not going to forsake us. He's not going to leave us till all of the work of the Lord is finished. We have been able to get a couple of airplane tickets. That's been interesting down here getting that done. But we are due to fly back to Michigan on the 28th, and then we'll see where we are the first week of April. Want to thank you so much for your prayers. We love you all. We miss you all. We look forward to seeing you soon. Stay steady, be faithful, and God bless you.